What have you been doing back on the farm? Have you tried your new digger?
Yeah, I've been digging a bit of irrigation, well, some holes for irrigation pipes and stuff, and it's been great. Had a lot of fun, didn't touch a golf club. Today was the first day back on the golf, so yeah, I think I had a great week off.
Well, we said you look like a kid in a sweet shop when you picked it up. So when you're actually sitting in it, using it and digging these trenches or ripping up bushes as you intended, what is that thought like? So different to golf.
Yeah, it's, I love being on the farm. Just it's something completely away from golf. And, you know, you need the balance of the golf course and golf course life. And I think mine is just spending a bit of time on farm equipment.
Not a new career.
No. It's a hobby.
How did you celebrate the win? Are you the kind of player that will sort of put a tick in that box, go out and party, and then get on with other things afterwards?
No, I went back home that night, back to the family. We put up a fire, had something to, you know, something to eat and a glass of champagne, and that was it. Then, you know, this is the next event now, and need to carry on from here.
But I take it there is a knock-on effect when you've won something as prestigious as that and moving on to another tournament. There must be the confidence and the belief.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I didn't really expect much from the week because I didn't play much over the Christmas. But, you know, once the tournament started, I was very focused. I wanted to do well. I wanted to play well in my home country, and had a bit of a bad Saturday. But then Sunday, the crowd and everyone pulled me through, and I played a good round.
Does that mean, though, that the weight of expectation changes into this week?
I think when Wednesday starts again, I'll be on full cylinders again, you know, focused on having good scores and trying to get my name up there. But like I said, you know, it's that Saturday just wakes you up, that knowing that it can go wrong horribly. Shot 40 on the front nine, but you know, after that I was fine, and I just need to focus on shot for shot and get a good number up there.
Well, you said when Wednesday comes. It's weird this week, isn't it? Wednesday to Saturday.
Yeah, it's different, but I think it will be fine. Everyone knows, you know, beforehand it's going to be like that. And, you know, it's just, I think it's one of those things. You just got to get over it and just do it.
And you can look back on some good knocks around this course.
Yeah, I've come close. 2009, finished second, and you know, a few others played really good weeks here. I like the golf course, so hopefully the wind picks up a little bit. I like playing in the wind over here, but you know, good track. Hopefully, have good rounds.
Yeah, what is it about the course that you favour? What do you like?
I think it's when the wind picks up, it can be a really long golf course, and if you drive the ball really well, I think I've got a bit of advantage when. You know, driver seems to, or lately is my favourite club in the bag. So, yeah, it's other than that, you know, it's great big green, so you're going to give yourself a lot of birdie opportunities, and, you know, hopefully the putter works.
You're a player at the moment, not finishing out of the top 10, bar one where you retired. Do you feel like that four man on tour at the moment, when you look at what you're achieving?
Well, yeah, that was one of the big goals, to get the consistency there, and hopefully I can keep it going. But you know, it's nice coming into a week knowing that, or feeling that you feel pretty confident in your game, and I just need to produce the numbers again.
And setting goals, Rory may be far gone as number one in the world, but your goals are to try and put some heat on him.
Yeah, I think if I can try and get to number two by the end of the year, I've done well. So I need to work on my game to achieve that. You know, Tiger, Luke on the top for me there is a great player. So I need to play well, and I need to probably do something very special to get close to Rory this year.
Not as much time on your tractor as you would like, by the sound of things.
No. I'm going to spend a lot of time in the States this year. I'm only coming back end of the year again to the farm, so that's why I'm enjoying every moment of it now.